This is McGuire on the Wire, brought to you by McGuire Sponsel. We are a national consulting firm aiming to provide facts, advice, and updates on the ever-changing world of tax law. This podcast will give you base-level information as well as high-level thought leadership on how to navigate these technical disciplines. At McGuire Sponsel, we provide unique services to our clients using an old-school, hands-on approach that is deeply respected within the CPA industry. Now stick around and listen to one of our experts. We're glad you're here.
Thank you for joining us today. Today I'm joined with my business partner, TJ Sponsel. We wanted to spend a little bit of time just revisiting where we are and why we're here. This year, the firm turns 12 years old. We've seen a lot of changes, and we just wanted to talk about where we've come from and where we're going to. So with that, I wanted to introduce my business partner, TJ Sponsel.
Thank you, Dave. It's exciting. I know you've been doing the podcast for some time now, and I think this is my first one doing period, and then to do it with you is special as we officially turn 12 here in a few days. As I look back, Dave, where we started, we literally wrote the business plan for McGuire Sponsel around your kitchen table, to think where we were then and our modest goals and where we're at now is humbling, to say the least. And, look at it now, I think today marks 62 employees between both offices in Atlanta and Indianapolis. And it's just sit back and go kind of, where is the time gone? And sometimes you reflect on how did we get here?
Yeah, I think it's interesting to look back as to where we are and where things have gone. And I know if you had asked either one of us 12 years ago if we would have 60 employees, we would have said no, and we probably actually would have said we don't want 60 employees, but obviously we've changed our position in that period of time. Now, I think I know I've been talking to people about it, but it would be interesting, I think, for people to hear. What was your vision, or why do you think we started McGuire Sponsel to help the CPA industry?
Well, I think you and I at that point in our lives, we had young kids, and we were working in a place that we saw the opportunity and the market's need for services like ours, and we had enough confidence in ourselves and each other to say, well, if anybody's going to do it, we can do it. I think the surprise that we got was the caliber of firms that put confidence in us, especially in those early years and still today. I mean, you think about as a firm, approximately 30% of the top 200 firms in the country look to McGuire Sponsel for R&D credits, cost segregations, IC disc, or location advisory services. And I think to look at that and go, wow, back when we started this firm thinking, oh, wow, if we could serve 40 or 50 firms in the Midwest primarily with this, now you think you serve roughly 340 or 350 firms in all 50 states. The confidence that we had in ourselves, obviously we were onto something there, because a lot of people had confidence in us, and that's why we always tell. We don't take it for granted, and we treat the CPA as our client, helping them serve their client.
You mentioned the growth, and I know I'm sitting down with a lot of CPA firms. I know you're sitting down with a lot of CPA firms, and we see that hiring is becoming more and more of an issue. And I'm trying to remember who our first hire is outside of the original pack of four of us that came
Tedder's
over.
Force.
And then and now Tedder's doing something completely different. And then as of today, I think we had two new hires come in today. Mm-hmm. And I think the process have changed completely. And I think it's something that we can obviously attest to. Sometimes it's the power of the people we've got helping us out.
Well, and I think, Dave, I think it's also our commitment. And this is, I guess, one of the reasons we're doing this podcast today, is our commitment to the CEP industry. I think, in you look at consulting firms like ours, and a lot of people take the path of just having a lifestyle. They build a firm, they get it to a certain point, and then they just kind of hit cruise control. And they treat it as a lifestyle, as, hey, you know what, life's good, I'm not going to work too much harder. And I give us props in the fact that we've never done that. We've always plowed money back into the firm. We've hired people. We've empowered people, and we've really pushed ourselves. We're doing things differently. Our roles are much, much different than they were in 2007, 2009, 2013. And the firm's success is not because of you and I. It's almost because you and I accepted the evolution that we need to have as individuals to allow everyone to evolve and grow.
Yeah, I think it's funny, and when we sit back and look at it, when we used to put so much emphasis on the one employee, when Tedder was hired, so much emphasis on the one employee, and today, and part of it is the empowerment of the people we have, today we might have somebody start that one of us or both of us has not even met yet, and just looking at the growth of how that's happened. Now, obviously, as a firm and as a culture, we really try to make sure that we put some time into each employee and make sure that we know them and they know they can walk into our office. But it is a little bit interesting seeing the change in how that all comes about.
But one thing I'm probably most proud of, and not to have this be a giant just patting ourselves on the back situation, but I'm proud of the fact that I feel that even though we've grown tremendously, the dedication we have to the technical products that we offer and that we deliver to CPAs and their clients hasn't changed. And I know that scaling has been challenging in terms of you hire people that are project managed or more project related, you hire other people that are more relationship. And we've really been very, very fortunate to hire good people that allows us to scale properly. So that why when we're out there talking to people, we're not over-promising something. We're not doing something that deviates from the conviction that we had in those early years.
Well, I think that was something interesting I saw last week, where I was out with a firm that sat back and looked at us and goes, okay, it was one thing when you were smaller, but now that you're getting larger, how do I make sure that we have that commitment? And then he looked at our business card and realized, oh, wait, your cell phone numbers are on here, your direct email's on here, that the ownership of the firm is still heavily involved with the day-to-day. And I said, quite frankly, you can look at the website and find that as well. And most firms that do what we do, that's not the way they go about it.
And I think it's been, you know, our merger with Ernst & Morris earlier this year has kind of rejuvenated you and I, because we've been able to go out and, you know, that those folks down there in Atlanta, they did a great job serving approximately 80 to 90 CPA firms with cost segregation services. And now we're able to go out and launch our other service areas to those folks. Number one, get confirmation of how good a firm Ernst & Morris was, the quality of people that became part of McGuire Sponsal, but the opportunity to really tell our story to a new group of people, and to have a little, almost, it's a very, very warm reception because they're familiarity with Ernst & Morris, but then when they realize that there's a very fresh approach, a very strong commitment that we have to the CPA industry that they can count on. You know, I'm very proud of it. I appreciate people's confidence they placed in us, as I said a moment ago. But the fact that we have, when we tell our story and we share how committed we are to the industry, to companies, to individuals, it's our yield in terms of our hit rate, so to speak, of those people hearing that and ending up with us an opportunity to work with them is extremely high.
Well, that brings up a kind of a good transition point. You mentioned the fact that Ernst & Morris was a firm that offered cost seg services, and now they came into a firm that offers more. And obviously, we started out as a firm that offered cost seg services and R&D tax credit services, and now we've got a lot more than that behind us. You've been obviously instrumental on building the DISC practice and the incentives practice. You want to just walk through exactly why do we choose to put a DISC practice, and how is that going to influence what we choose next as we make look to building more of an international practice or other consulting things that might assist the CPA industry?
Well, you know, as I said earlier, I think that we are tremendous. We're all in. I mean, all of our chips are on the table regarding the CPA industry. And I think when you talk about DISC, you know, back in 2010, 2011, sitting with CPAs at different conferences in their offices over lunch, we had a tremendous brand back then on R&D and cost seg. And people could count on us, and people were asking. They make the comment, "Man, I really wish you had a DISC practice. I really wish you had this." Well, there are certain things we're probably not going to do. We're not going to have a valuation practice. That's too many CPA firms do that internally. We don't want to compete against our clients, you know. But at the same time, the DISC was a really unique opportunity, and so now we've been able to start that. We built it organically. Spent 2011, and then in about summer of 2012, we launched it. And we were very fortunate to have some people really entrust us with their work early on. And so now that practice is about 200 projects in that practice across the country. But to answer your question, Dave, I think what we're trying to do, and I give you and I props and other people, is that we're trying to always listen to what the CPA industry is needing. and we're trying to see it and see it as we're out there at conferences, see it and talk about it when we're with them in different settings. And because of our commitment to our firm, that we don't treat it as a lifestyle business, that we sit there and say, well, we can do that. Let's build that. And so I think we have some very exciting things we're going to be launching in January, as you know, in a couple of distinct areas that the market needs. And as we said at our staff retreat here in, just in September, we want to be the top technical resource in the CPA industry. Is that when somebody thinks of I need captive insurance. Well, McGuire Sponsor doesn't know captive insurance, but they're going to call us and ask us, who do you guys think we should use for captive insurance? That's our goal, is that we want to be the top technical resource for the CPA industry. So when they think of something, they call McGuire Sponsel. And you mentioned the cell phone number on the business card. They know they can call us. One of the greatest things that one of the most flattering things people do is they call me on my cell phone. They call me from their cell phone to my cell phone, no matter the time of day, because they know that they have comfort in the relationship they have with our firm, that they can call us and ask us how they can use our services or any insight we have into helping them serve their clients.
I guess that kind of brings up the next question or the next discussion topic, and it's really, where do we go from here? Is that and I'm going to caveat this a little bit with my own personal opinion. If you had asked us 10 years ago where we'd be, I think we would have limited ourselves by it's most people have that 10-year goal as a stretch, and they put that 10-year goal down, go and say, okay, this is what I'm aiming for. And we never really had that in the early years. Hmm. And to an extent, I think that would have limited where we went, because we didn't see the full potential until a few years later. Now that said, now we've got a lot more interesting transition point. Is we've talked a lot about where we were, why we started it, where we're going. And now we really need to look at where we want to be in 10 years, which... And I'm going to caveat this a little bit by saying, if we had really sat down in the early stages and talked about where we're going to be in 10 years, I don't know that we ever would have envisioned it getting to the point it is. But now we've got a lot more people relying on us. So it'd be interesting to hear your opinion as to what do you see 10 years from now in terms of where the firm's going?
Well, first of all, I think we have, I'm looking forward to it. I don't want to as a father. I don't want to accelerate the next 10 years because I'm enjoying the stage from a personal standpoint of where I'm at. From a business standpoint, I'm very excited about it. I think we have a really energetic, competent group of people in our management in our what I call young managers, young leaders that get what we're doing, and they've bought into the program. They are invested in our firm. They believe in the leadership, you and I and our other shareholders. And that gives me a lot of confidence for where we can go over the next 10 years. How we get there? Well, we have the roadmap of how we get there because we've been doing it for 12 years. It's believing in ourselves, doing what's right for the CPA and their client. It's taking the long approach to our business, looking at opportunities to invest, and most importantly, and I know people maybe get tired of, especially internally, hearing me say this, educate, empower, reward. And we just keep on doing that. We bring in the right people, we educate them, we show them the McGuire Sponsel way, we empower them, and then we reward them in terms of challenging promotions, obviously for the financial implications that come along with that. I'm very excited about how we get there. Now, what will we be doing, you and I? That's a little different question. But I think that you and I, we're going to still be here. Mm-hmm. People ask, they look at how far we've come, and they're kind of like, what are you guys going to be doing? I'm like, well, I just hope they still keep me around. But in all seriousness, it pushes you and I to think differently. Of how can we, where was cost segregation at in the mid-2000s when you and I started working together? Where was R&D at in the mid-2000s when we started working together? Okay, what's the next thing? You know, is it some type of technology driven? Is it other tax services? What are the things you and I need to take on and say, okay, now what is this next generation of CPA, the CPA industry need? And I'm very much excited about it, and I have a whole lot of confidence in our ability to deliver, just like we've been delivering over the past 12 years. It's just going to be to a larger audience, and depending on what services we invest in and we build, maybe a little different audience within the CPA industry.
No, I think that's a good point. I think the CPA industry, I think you make a good point. Over the next 10 years, the CPA industry is going to define a lot of where we go with a lot of these things, is that we've concentrated on tax until we started a state and local incentive practice. And that really steered away from the federal income tax. Now, will the changes to federal income tax and the changes to industries that regional CPA firms work on move us more towards state? Will it move us more towards federal? Will the fact that the technology sector is growing move us more towards helping CPA firms really build up and increase their cybersecurity or their data security businesses in a way that we haven't seen? And I think there's a lot of changes in the industry coming up, and it really creates an opportunity for us to really dive in even deeper. Change is one of those scary things. I don't know about you, but I know when they started talking about the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act in the early stages, when they just started saying, hey, we're going to revamp the tax code a little bit. Now, we can debate whether or not they truly did that, but there was a lot of fear in the industry as to what that was going to bring. And really, what it did and what we told people it would do is it created opportunities. Now, some of those opportunities are difficult, requires studying, it requires really determining where things are going to go. And some CPA's firms said they had the worst tax season they've ever had this past year, but it created opportunities for more consulting, for more things, more tax planning opportunities. It created new areas to go into, and I think that really will, the industry will continue to change. If anything, the rate of change will probably increase over the next 5 to 10 years.
Well, and I think that, you know, what I've said before is that I think there's plenty of opportunity for McGuire Sponsel. I think we have a group of people that can really take on anything. You know, we're fearless in certain regards in terms of our confidence and what we can bring to a CPA and a client. I was just meeting with a very large firm the other night for dinner in the eastern part of the country, and literally we've had some good dialogue with them, and it's just we haven't gotten that first wow moment. And I literally looked at him, and I think I made our colleague nervous during dinner, Dave, when I said, you know, I looked at this partner and I said, I just don't think you understand the value and how committed we are to delivering that value to you and your clients. And I really don't. And I think because that's the thing, as you know, I don't remember, I remember a call I made to you one time when I was at a conference, and it was one of those conferences. It was a CPA association that I went to, and it just so happened that year, like, three of the firms had gotten acquired. You know, and I called you kind of a little petrified because I'm like, oh my gosh, all these local firms that we serve are starting to get swallowed up by the big folks. Well, there was some concern there. Well, now history has shown, and our current success has shown that those firms that got swallowed up, we just went upstream with them. Is that now, you know, whatever large firm acquired them, now we do all of that work. That was actually an introduction for us to now be the solution for the much larger firm that was the acquiring firm. And so that's what's exciting for me. As you talk about C&I, you know, C&I is we, you know, we always, you kind of focus on what we do well, and we don't want to talk about things that maybe aren't as large. R&D and cost segregation are obviously our two largest practices, but we have excellent practices like our credits and incentives practice, or some people may call that our location advisory work. The problem with that is it's a foreign concept to the CPA industry. So we've got to do a better job, and we've got to be more aware using all of our different marketing channels and social media avenues and all of the things like Forbes that you're published in, Dave, to say, hey, listen, how do we get the message out about this new service line or this different service line that CPAs can bring? How do you differentiate yourself in the marketplace? You say you do audits better, you do taxes better. No offense to the tax and audit folks, but that's sometimes a tough conversation. No, you bring different services. C&I is a great example of that. Tremendous value can be delivered and generated within that kind of engagement. But we've got to get that out to our clients. And that's how you and I's role is evolved, is that we're not sitting there managing are we still involved in cost savings and R&Ds? Absolutely. Okay, our name's in the door. But we're committed to bringing new ideas to help cement the CPA within their clients and help them grow their respective practices.
Well, and I think that makes it, it's kind of interesting that you say that while we're doing a podcast, which is one of the things that we're trying to do to really change how we go out to industry and we actually talk two people. You mentioned Forbes and Accounting Today and some of the other things that we're doing. And I think it's really important to note to the people that are listening today is that we are trying to really change how we work with the industry. And a lot of that is talking about, is really getting involved in thought leadership. It's talking about the things that they really need to know in the industry. I think we're going to be working over the next couple of weeks about really talking about on the cost seg side. The industry's always had this opinion, well, it's just a timing issue. And how do we actually work with CPAs to understand how do they answer that question? How do you deal with that question, especially in a environment where we don't know what the next election cycle will bring and what that will do to tax rates and what that will do to tax code. Same thing on the R&D tax credit is, what are we doing to make sure people know where opportunities exist, where there's risk associated with it, and where there's not risk?
Sure.
So we can really become advocates for the client. I think it's going to be interesting as we see that area grow over the next 5, 10, 15 years. I think that's something that the firm will really get involved with heavily.
But and that's one of the reasons I know internally some people make fun of me because you know I know the importance of going to trade shows and whether it be AICPA events that you know we probably sponsor 15 to 20 events a year, and I don't like going to them. It's not that I don't like. It's not that I want to see our CPA relationships. I want to see our alliance partners. I just hate the idea of staying in a booth. Because I don't want McGuire Sponsel to be thought of as a vendor to the CPA industry. I don't want to stand up in those other firms that offer R&D or cost segregation or IC disc because I know there is no possible way they are as committed to the CPA client relationship as much as we are. Is that and so it's like a wool sweater on a hot day when I'm there. Is that when I got these people from other firms come up asking what we do and how we do it and trying to align themselves with us. And I kind of want to give them the old Heisman, you know, stiff arm to push them away because I know what we've done and I know that the sincerity in which we do it and the strength of the relationships we have. I mean, you and I have been together a long time. We're in our 15th year. Before we were McGuire Sponsel, we worked at another firm together. And these are firms that this is going to some of these firms is like going is homecoming week is coming and visiting them. And we're very proud of those relationships but no, I think what we can do over the next 10 years using our current services and some of the ideas we have, if we're disciplined enough to scale properly, invest right, and be focused, I really can't even picture where we're at in 10 years. But I know that we're going to be a serious force within the CPA industry, not just the local firm, not the regional firm, respecting all firms and being what they need us to be in helping them serve their clients.
I don't know that we can end it much better than that, is really what we see coming up over the next few years. So I appreciate everybody listening in today and learning a little bit more about how we started, about our culture. Hopefully over the next few years, anyone that's listening, we get to know you a little bit better and you can get to experience some of that yourself. If you ever have any questions, feel free to reach out. We look forward to meeting each one of you individually and getting to know each one of you individually over the next few years. Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening to McGuire on the Wire. Have a question from today's episode or interested in our team covering another topic? Reach out to us at McGuire on the Wire @McGuireSponsel.com.